For many of my constituents, Christmas would not feel complete without hearing the clear cadences of our Queen's voice, reminding us of who we are as a people and a Commonwealth in her annual Christmas message. The world has changed in the 60 years since Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth became our sovereign monarch, and yet some things and some words remain timeless, like the Queen herself. It seems appropriate on this year of her Diamond Jubilee to revisit a message like that, her very first broadcast over the radio from her study at Sandringham, Norfolk, 60 years ago in 1952. Here, then, are some excerpts. I am spending Christmas with my family, and let me say at once how I hope that your children are enjoying themselves as much as mine are on a day which is especially the Children's Festival, kept in honor of the child born at Bethlehem nearly 2,000 years ago. I have a special thought for those who are serving their country in distant lands, far from their families. Wherever you are, I give you my affectionate greetings. We belong, you and I, to a far larger family, that immense union of nations. Like our own families, it can be a great power for good, a force which I believe can be of immeasurable benefit to all humanity. Many grave problems and difficulties confront us all, but with a new faith in the old and splendid beliefs given us by our forefathers and the strength to venture beyond the safeties of the past, I know we shall be worthy of our duty. Above all, we must keep alive that courageous spirit of adventure that is the finest quality of youth, and by youth I do not just mean those who are young in years, I mean too all those who are young in heart, no matter how old they may be. Let us set out to build a truer knowledge of ourselves and our fellow men, to work for tolerance and understanding among the nations, and to use the tremendous forces of science and learning for the betterment of man's lot upon earth. If we can do three things with courage, with generosity, and with humility, then surely we shall achieve that peace on earth, goodwill toward men, which is the eternal message of Christmas and the desire of us all. Whatever your religion may be, pray that God may give me wisdom and strength to carry out the solemn promises I shall be making, and that I may faithfully serve Him and you all the days of my life. Along with our Queen, I add, may God bless and guide you all through the coming year. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton Melville, wishing you a good day.